Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man went on Wheel of Fortune, right? And Kane's already laughing. Why are you already laughing? Tavarius Williams of Port St. Lucie, he was supposed to guess a phrase Thursday night on Wheel of Fortune. And he made a very incorrect phrase. Now, when he read in, the letters were on the board were blank, 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 I, blank, T, blank, E, space, B, space, space, T. And he, can we play it? Or do we, I don't know if we can play it.
I think we can
play it. I don't, Ron doesn't think we can, because we get copyright, even if it's news and fair use, because YouTube is a
I mean, it's all over Twitter. I think we can play that little
bag of booty juices. What?
That little snippet of it.
Well, he said that the letters on the board, that's not what the letters actually were on that phrase. You say it, Kane. You found this one. Say it.
He said, at this point, Juan's putting the picture up. At this moment, he rings in, and he says, right in the butt.
Right.
Like, he says it with enthusiasm as though he was correct.
The phrase was, this is the best.
Right.
This is like an SNL. I'll take the rapist, Alex. You mean therapist. I'll take anal bum covers for 500 hours. That's an album cover. Thank you. The phrase was, this is the best. And he said what Kane said he said. And that wasn't it.
Why don't you go and show it? I mean, put it up on the screen, buddy.
No.
Oh, you put it right past it. Okay.
Yeah, it was, this is the best.
This is the best.
Yeah, did you hear the contestant, though? Like, she...
He was, like, really into it.
Like,
listen
to the beginning here. Let's hear it is. Okay, he's got to ring in. As soon as he figures out, he knows it. Here you go.
Tavares. Right in the butt?
No.
What?
You hear the contestant. She's like, what?
What do you...
Oh, man.
Why would we all...
But you know what? He tried, man. Tavares tried. He tried, man. He really... He really believed that one. Oh, God love him. Bless his heart. Let's see. A Florida... Oh, gosh. I can't... I'm not reading this one. No, this is not... There's some I got that are just not appropriate for y'all today. What is that? What happened over the weekend? So this Florida man, he was apparently drunk. So he stole a school bus. Second school bus story. 32-year-old Daniel Saez, he was drunk. And he took it on... the school bus belonged to Hillsborough County Public Schools. He was pulled over really quickly, but he was drunk when he stole the school bus. I guess you would have to be to steal a school bus.
Yeah.
But isn't it kind of hard to drive a school bus, though, was my other question, right?
Yeah, you would think.
Well, yeah. So it's, I mean, was he, I guess he was drunk, but he was drunk enough to take a school bus, but he wasn't drunk enough to not operate it?
I guess.
I don't know.
Is that the average school bus driver? I hope not.
Yeah, yeah. A Florida man, parents are getting at Oak Park, Brevard County School. They allowed him to, parents let him bring a hollowed out inert grenade to elementary school. It was hollowed out, and they literally placed the school on a shelter in place and everything. They lost their minds. It was it's an inert grenade. I got one on my desk. Yeah, it's like drilled out. I mean, you can really, let's see. This is the Orlando Sentinel. It got real crazy at church, apparently, over the weekend. A Catholic priest apparently bit a woman as she grabbed... She grabbed wafers from him. The Diocese of Orlando defended his actions as an attempt to prevent an act of desecration. Oh, I did not know that. You can bite them? Bite people? He told officers the woman looked unaware of the requirements to receive communion. She returned for the second mass to demand the sacrament, and apparently he tried to bite her. What in the world? I got to come back to this one tomorrow. What in the world? Our partners that help bring you free radio. It's our friends over at Kel-Tec, American made and Florida born, American made. It's a great, great firearms company. They employ 300 American individuals. It's the American dream. I mean, George Kellgren came over here from Sweden, founded in 1991. Kel-Tec is in Florida, and they're making game-changing, innovative firearms with top-rate performance, like the Sub-2K Gen 3, light, foldable, effective. They've upgraded a lot of different things on the Gen 3. The new version features a redesigned operating handle. You got added comfort, lightened action for easy racking, ambidextrous bolt hold open. You can keep your optics on. You don't have to take your optics off anymore when you fold it in half. The whole thing folds in half, so you don't have to take any of that off. Just simple twist and turn of that rotating forend. They make everything right here in the U.S. of A. All American materials, all American workers. Kel-Tec's a great company. You got to see everything that they have, including that Sub-2K, the Gen 3 version, which is shipping now. See all they have to offer for yourself at KeltecWeapons.com. Follow them on social media. KELTEC.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
If it wasn't clear that the timeless Catholic values are hated by many, it is now. Over the past few days, my beliefs, or what people think I believe, have been the focus of countless discussions around the globe. At the outset, many people expressed a shocking level of hate. But as the days went on, even those who disagreed with my viewpoints shared their support for my freedom of religion. In my 7 years in the NFL, I've become familiar with the positive and negative comments. But the majority of them revolve around my performance on the field. But, as to be expected, the more I've talked about what I value most, which is my Catholic faith, the more polarizing I have become. It's a decision I've consciously made, and one I do not regret at all. If we have truth and charity, we should trust in the Lord's providence and let the Holy Ghost do the rest of the work.
So that's Harrison Butker. I don't even think my only thing that I would say is that it's not like a Catholic thing. I think he's just talking about building blocks of a functional society, by the way. That's my only objection. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lashier with you. Bottom of the second hour. People are mad. That's Harrison Butker. That was the second he spoke at some event. And people are still mad over him, including a woman who I do not believe this. I think she's 59. She don't look 49. This chick is 59 years old. Chelsea Handler, I don't know why. I can't say anything without being mean. Like, if you're a woman and you legitimately criticize other women, they accuse you of being like a mean girl, and that you're not being like a team player, like as though you're supposed to be, just because you by nature of having a lady bit, which is so dumb. I just don't know why she's famous. She's not funny. She's not a critical thinker. What does she do? What the hell does she do?
I don't know.
But. All I know is that she is not 49 years old, unless 59 is the new 49, because that's not, there's no way. Girl, there is no way, for real. So anyway, the reason I bring this up is because she went off on Harrison Butker, and I just thought it was kind of sad. Audio soundbite 15, and just speaks for itself.
As you may have heard, there's a man by the name of Harrison Butker who's talking more than I typically like for a male. He's a kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I learned that kickers rarely get tackled. So based on his misogynistic rant during a recent commencement address, I'm guessing this Bible thumper thumped himself a little too hard with his Bible and gave himself CTE.
So you may go on to lead successful.
She would know a little bit about being tackled, wouldn't she?
I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
First of all, Harrison, you're a kicker, so you have one important part of your body, and it's not your brain.
I can tell you that my beautiful wife Isabel would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began
so much time on this guy
as a wife and as a mother. Isabel's dream of having a career might not have come true, but if you ask her today if she has any regrets on her decision, she would laugh out loud without hesitation and say, heck no.
Isabel, please blink twice if you need us to call for help. But the real kicker is that Harrison Butker's mother is a renowned physicist who has a degree in chemistry and a master's in medical physics. So, who paid for all those youth athletic team fees and uniform fees and equipment fees when Harrison was a kid so he could grow up to have a career making millions of dollars for kicking things? My guess is a working woman. Harrison, this is the first
time. He didn't
say
that women couldn't work.
Hopefully it will last. And after this, I'm going to go ahead and do what your fellow teammate does and just pretend like you don't exist.
Which is what most of the men do to her.
Man. I just let him do his thing. We sit right beside each other in team meeting and I don't say one word.
Yeah. I mean, was she supposed to be funny? I mean, it just comes across as bitter. And it's like total misrepresentation. He like elevated women and was protecting them if they choose that choice. If they choose to do that. If they choose not to do that. Women have the choice, but sadly, it's like these bitter harpies that don't really age like fine wine. They age like, you know, Dale cheap ass whiskey. But it's those chicks that get all upset if women don't choose the choices that they would choose themselves. And they're the ones who get all enraged over it. I mean, it's just like, girl, like, what is your deal? Like, where do these bitter, single, childless broads get off going after a guy who's talking about his successful union, right? Again, it's like asking people who know nothing about these things to opine on these things. If you're not married with children, I don't give a rat's ass about your opinion on marriage or families. I don't. End of. And if you haven't been married as long as I have, as successfully as I have, and raised successfully children as I have, I don't care about your opinion on families or children. Unless you're older than me, you've raised children longer than I have, and you've been married longer than I have. The audacity of how high these people get off of themselves. This is part of the influencer cancer. Influencer cancer is when people who think that the cameras on their phone elevate them to a certain level of authority, when reality is not so kind, like it hasn't been to Chelsea Handler. But I will say, that wasn't funny. Like, her whole thing wasn't funny. She just seemed angry and bitter and mad.
That's her thing.
And that's it. And notice that all these chicks that are on and on about this, they're angry and bitter and mad, which is probably why they're still single and childless. You know, I was going to say something wildly inappropriate, Kane. Wildly. Wildly. But I refrained.
I am grateful for small miracles.
Oh, I'll say it on break. What? Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
I prefer that.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
James Madison writes in Federalist 51 that men are not angels. Their passions and self-interest often get the better of their reason and sense of justice. So we need government in order to protect our rights against those who would take them away. But for the same reason, Madison writes, government must be limited, because people in government have passions and interests too. Many Americans today forget this. Supposing that we can do away with constitutional limits on government, supposing that the unelected bureaucrats being put in charge of our health care, for example, will rule as if they are angels. If Madison was correct about human nature, this is foolish and dangerous.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Why is this a story? This is crazy. So, this is in a U.S. national park. Is this supposed to, it's a Great Smoky Mountains. So the story is that there are apparently cannibals that live deep in the Appalachian backwoods where this is a movie. Why is this not a horror movie? Is this a horror movie already? Kane's going, what? They said that it's the descendants of men who deserted from the American Civil War. They are living completely independent from civilization. And they're up there in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And people have been up there missing and getting eaten alive because of feral wild people up there in the park. There are human-eating cannibals, which is the whole point of a cannibal.
Was this what Maxine Waters was saying the other day when she said they're just training up in the hills?
I don't know. Is it? They said that there was a six-year-old boy in the 1969 who stepped behind a bush on a camping trip with his family, and they never saw him again. And the Green Berets got involved and everything. But apparently, people are getting ate up there. That's what I'm hearing. This is like a cryptid story. Wait, I don't think that you just go feral, though, okay? You don't, like, even if, like, you know, they say what they say is true, you don't just, like, go feral, right? You're not like a hog. You don't go like you run out and sleep rough for 3 months and then you get all hairy and you get weird because you're eating mud. That's not how that works. All right. Stop. Okay. An Australian man was threatened with a $10,000 fine for running his air conditioner. Yeah. He said that they told him he's not allowed to use it before 7 a.m. Warning letter, noise disturbance written across the top. And they said that he would be hit with a $10,000 fine because his air conditioner is noisy and you're not apparently supposed to use certain air conditioners at residential premises because if they can, oh my gosh, it's summer, then buy him a new air conditioner, you blockheads. A Georgia woman calls 911 to get a raccoon tased and have deputies Google restaurant hours for her. A Columbia woman was arrested Sunday because sheriff's deputies, she kept calling 911 and it was non-emergency issues. So as the Augusta Chronicle, the 54-year-old woman had been calling 911 very frequently over the last few months. So she said she called on May 12th at 1 in the morning saying there was a raccoon on her porch and she needed a deputy to come tase it. And then she called back saying, I need you to escort me to the dumpster. Ugh. And then at 5:30 the next day, she called a deputy and said, can you look up three businesses for me because I'm hungry? Oh my gosh. So they went to their house and they were like, ma'am, you got to knock this off. And that's, you know, they did take her in because she would not stop calling 911. But calling to have a raccoon tased is my favorite, though, I think. That's, yeah. E-bikes. Residents in California are on edge because teens on e-bikes are, this is the most commie California story I've ever, they're terrorizing residents in South Bay. Teenagers on e-bikes. Unruly teenagers driving recklessly. They're on Manhattan, Hermosa, and Redondo Beach. And they're near the piers. And they said they pick easy targets and all this stuff. They travel at excessive speeds.
Democrat
and
law and order. E-bikes.
What? Yeah, Democrat law and order. We got more on the way. So this chick started. Hold on. This chick started. This was her video that she played at the beginning. Where it said being a single mom on your birthday, and so she makes her own cakes so her babies can have somebody to cheer for, right? That's how it started. Yeah. That's the beginning. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, oh, well, now here's the rest of the story. This is the, well, go ahead and continue on.
And before anyone says, oh, you don't know her situation, or, you know, you don't know what she's going through, well, I do, because I lived it. I'm her ex-husband, and right now I have full custody of our kids. This is our parent agreement. As you can see, I have all weekdays and weekends, time sharing with the kids, all at holiday academic breaks. And for her to get any rights back to the kids, these are the things that she needs to do. And yes, child support, she owes that. It's up to over $21,000. So she's a mother and doesn't pay child support. She was then arrested for check fraud, and during that hearing, it turned out that it was found that she stole almost $1 million from another guy. And also, she faked cancer in the past. These are scans that she would send and post on her page before.
Oh my gosh, this is like the side effects for medication. You know, you can.
I'm ashamed to admit that I kind of got pulled into this drama for a little bit over the weekend.
I can't even believe everybody did. So first off, welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. I saw this video and I did not feel 1 ounce of sadness for this chick when I first saw the video. Now, judge me if you want to. But here's my reasoning on this. OK, it's real simple. A chick that films herself crying is crazy. Ta-da. That's it. That's the lesson.
We're done.
Right. It's weird. Stop it. Stop it. Who does that? Who's like, okay, I'm on my phone. I'm going to cry now. She didn't even make it from scratch. It was from a package.
Right.
Golly. Like, it's not hard to make a cake from scratch.
Right.
I didn't make a cake. So my babies, I just can't deal with the level of drama with that. So again, I first saw this video and I was like, She filmed herself crying. Bras that film themselves crying are crazy. That's the truth of it. So when the ex-husband got involved, before that man said a word, I was like, that's the ex-husband. That's the first thing I thought. And I was right. I was right. It was. Now, everybody was sharing this, that video online. And they were like, oh my gosh, it's all that. I said, no, it's not. Like, why is she in this position? She's a grown woman in this position. Like, you know, stop it. Stop sitting here doing this stuff. So he said, he's like, well, she, good grief. She like faked a lot of stuff, apparently, according to him. Right. Those were receipts, guys. Kane, can we just stop for 1 minute and appreciate the fact that this man was throwing up receipts after receipt after receipt behind him?
Those were legal receipts.
Actual receipts. Documentation. So she hits back with no receipts. Nope. There are no receipts in this. That's telling. Right. So go ahead and... Go ahead, hit us. Go ahead and hit us with some of this. We have this, right?
Was it the what?
Where she's like, he's really abusive.
Oh, about the
and he with a blah blah blah.
I don't think we pulled that audio.
Oh, we don't have to then.
Yeah.
Well, she came back, and she said that there were no receipts, and she had said that he was abusive. What did she say? Let me pull this up. I accidentally closed it. Apparently, it didn't mean a lot to me. She said that he was abusive and he uses legal and psychological tactics to limit her access, and that he's associated with Scientology. What does that mean? Okay, first off, be very careful with that. What do you mean you're associated with something? Is he a member of the Scientology stuff or is he not? And what does it matter? Where he had receipts on you. Well, none of this matters without receipts. Receipts. That's it. That's it. One word, two syllables, receipts. That's it. So she's like, it's complex and challenging and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she like went on for like 3 minutes and 9 seconds with this stuff. Four of my girlfriends wanted to go for dinner for my birthday. And I said to him after the dance recital, I'm going to go to dinner. And he was like, like, she just bitches. There are no receipts here. Girl, I don't believe you. If you put all of this online, you are asking us to get involved in your days of our drama. I don't believe her. I still don't believe her. I don't care. Now, no one's being forced to pick a winner in this, as I pointed out to Kane. But Kane, she crazy.
She is. And we've said it for a long time, even on the show, whenever a woman records herself crying, that's a red flag. That's a
anybody.
Red flag. Right.
Anybody. They are manipulative.
Yes.
Anybody who does that is a manipulative person. I cannot stand that. It's like when I see people be overdramatic on Facebook, I'm like, oh my gosh, will you please go outside and touch grass? Or how they'll, I see people in that I know, like, I don't want to say like sub tweet or sub post about each other. And they get involved and they like texted each other. And they on Facebook or whatever, like, oh, can you believe, I wish some people would, but just stop with your drama. Stop with your drama. I can't deal with it. But it is wild. So that's the, you all saw that video. Oh, yeah. Steve, did you think she was crazy when you first saw it? You're like, girlfriend filmed herself crying. Did you immediately, were you suspicious?
Oof. That's a red flag.
See? Juan, you thought it was suspicious too, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what he's being taken in by that. Yeah. Like, maybe some bleeding heart females.
The amount of people that film themselves doing basic things has gotten to a tipping point in society. It's kind of disgusting.
He's not lying.
Yeah, I can't stand it. It is so annoying.
Well, then when she brought up and came out after he, like, put up the child support and all those legal receipts, and then she comes out and is like, but Scientology, though. It's Scientology. So I no longer have a horse in this race.
Yeah.
They're both completely insane.
Well, I think he just had to come out and defend his own name, maybe. But I just, you know, I'm looking at her in her fancy kitchen with her super fancy, you know, oven range in the background. I'm like, girl, you're making a package cake and crying. So you only take so much of the effort, but not a lot of the effort. That's my first thought. I was like, A, you're filming yourself crying. You're crazy and manipulative. Number two, you're in your super fancy kitchen with your nice, very expensive range behind you, and you are not making a cake from scratch. It's coming out of the package, which signals to me, and this is where I read really deep into things, you only like the appearance of something, but you don't like the work that goes into it. You're shallow, right? They're like the people who get copper cookware but don't know how to cook, but they want to put it out for display. It's like that. She's like those people. That's a lot. Some of you felt that. I know it. So I just got to say, I thought this chick was crazy from the get-go. And her husband, that reminds me of the ramen noodle guy. There it is right there. Like, oh my gosh. But it was weird to see the, it was weird to see how that played out on social media, because I saw a lot of, there were not a lot of conservative women, I think, bought into it, but I did see like some women like, oh, that's so sad. And I'm like, no, it's not. I'm like, she's doing this because she's manipulating people and she wants people to feel sorry for her. I cannot stand chicks who do this stuff. There's so, the, social media is 99% manipulation. It is 99% manipulation. It is the Matrix. I love the people who are like, I'm raging against the system. You are the system. You're a slave to it. You love it. You love it. You wouldn't be anywhere without it. Stop. Just wild.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.